Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Amen. The presence of God is here. And let me tell you, that end time move of God is on us. I'm very excited as I'm looking at it. I don't know if you remember 2015, beginning of the year, we were here. It was our first December year. And I was praying and said, Lord, what's happening? What's happening with the church? And when are we going to see the revival? And God started speaking to us about the end time move of God, which is going to be a culmination of every move that has gone before. Hallelujah. God has been restoring the church. He's been building the church. And there's been times of restoration. We're going to see every revival that has come onto this up to this time, all of them together in one, is going to be a restoration of every revival and every ministry gift that God has restored through the age. He's going to bring it all together, and the end time move of God is going to be like a fist. It's going to be the full fivefold ministry and the full glory of God. Hallelujah. We're going to see a move of the Spirit that's going to sweep in and draw in the nations. Somebody say amen. The church is not going out with a small little squeak. The church is going out with a bang, with a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, a while ago, I was in Europe a few years ago, and we went to this one Greek church, and we got there to the church, and they had lost everything. They're still in a lost state as far as the ministries are concerned. But how many of you know God is restoring the fivefold ministries? And really, the fivefold ministries has already been restored. Amen. I was looking at that church, and they didn't have any of the fivefold ministry. In fact, the church has lost the fivefold ministry, and the churches were basically in a place of having priests again. And what I'm telling about this church, not only did they have a priest, but they had a veil between them and the altar. Beautiful, ornate one, made out of wood and inlaid with ivory. And in it, a little door that the priest went into. Sounds like Old Testament stuff. Sounds like before Jesus came stuff. And he would go in there for them. But I want you to know God has restored the fivefold ministry. He restored, firstly, he restored, you know, if you look in church history, you find Martin Luther and speaking about the justification by faith. Hallelujah. God restored the pastor. Then God restored to the church the teacher. And we saw great teachers like Rick Warren and others. Then God started moving on the church and he restored the evangelists. And we see T.L. Osborne and other great evangelists. Billy Graham, these great evangelists. God restored the fivefold ministry of the evangelist. After that, God restored the ministry of the prophet. And you saw Bill Hammond. You saw, you know, great men like Kim Clement, other prophets. God restored the prophetic. And I want you to know that these are ministries. These are giftings, heavenly giftings that Jesus gave to the restored church. And he said, I will build my church. Hallelujah. And that's how he will build his church. He builds his church by the fivefold ministry. Amen. He's not going to change his mind. And then after that, we saw the restoration of the apostle. Hallelujah. And now we've seen the full fivefold ministry restoration, and the church is aware of them. Overall, we're aware of the fivefold ministry, and we see them throughout the world. We see them move in mighty power. We see them move in demonstration, and we thank God for them. But I've been praying and said, Lord, what about the church? What about your move in the church? And I've been saying, Lord, that's why we always so careful who we bring to the church, because the church is perfected by the fivefold ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And without the fivefold ministry, you can't perfect the church. As I said the other day, I was speaking to one of these extreme grace preachers. I said to him, so what are you? He said, I'm a life coach. I said, oh, let me write a new Bible. God, when he ascended, he gave gifts to men, life coaches. There's the ways of man, but it's got nothing to do with a supernatural church. Hallelujah. And he gave the fivefold ministry. And so I'm praying. I'm seeing the fivefold ministry. And that's why we always be careful. When I bring a person in, we make sure that you get the ministry of the evangelist. That you get the ministry of the apostle. You get the ministry of the prophet. You get the ministry of the teacher and the pastor. And we make sure that these ministries in the house. And the other day I was with Pastor Fred. I think it was last week. When was it? The week before last. We were with Pastor Fred. I'm praying with him. And he says to me, Johnny, the end time church are going to see the elders in their full manifestation. I said, what do you mean? He said, the elders of the church are the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Really, the fivefold ministry should be in every church. And I saw something and I started getting excited because we're going to see the local church with the elders in their full fivefold ministry capacity. Somebody say amen. Not all elders are fivefold ministries. Some are ministries of helps, etc. But that is where it is. And so if it is like that, you're going to start seeing each local church with a full fivefold ministry in manifestation. Somebody say amen. You'll see the glory of God. I tell you, that's the time where the church is going to be perfected, where the saints are going to be changed. The Bible says where we're going to come to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ, and the church is going to start flowing in signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. The gifts of the Spirit are going to be every day, and every saint's going to move in the power of God. Hallelujah. Man, I'm excited when I think about that. I don't know about you, but for me, one thing that excites me is the church. Hallelujah. It's all about the church. Jesus said, I'll build my church. Hallelujah. And of course, he's got the church universal, but he's also got the church local. Amen. And God wants to reach out. And that's why we are here. We are to make disciples. We are to do what Jesus said do. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We're not here with our little blinkers on. Lord, bless me and us three and no more. Amen. We know that God is assembling us. God is putting us together. God is equipping us. Tell your neighbor, the world is bigger than you. The world is greater than you. The world needs you. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not about how qualified you are. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. The weak things of the world, the despised things of the world, he has chosen them. Glory to God. And you're going to see the move of God. I don't know what God's going to do. When I started praying about it, I said, Lord, just don't send my old church. I said, Lord, send us. Hallelujah. And then I said, please don't send all. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. But I'll tell you what, there's a fire coming. There's a glory coming. There's an anointing of God on his church. Hallelujah. And we're about to see the end time move of the Holy Ghost. When the Spirit of God moves, he does it supernaturally. He does it powerfully. Hallelujah. And it's about time we start agreeing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I encourage you, pray in the Spirit. Amen. I encourage you, get into the Holy Ghost and agree with the Spirit of God. Because when you're praying the Spirit, your spirit man is speaking mysteries. Have you thought about that? Your spirit man is agreeing with the Holy Ghost and praying things that your understanding can't grasp. Hallelujah. And it's your spirit agreeing with his spirit. And when the two agree, something powerful is made manifest. Hallelujah. And the glory of God is moving on his church. And I tell you what, you're going to start seeing it this week. Come on, somebody lift your hand and say, fill me, Holy Ghost. Move on me, Holy Ghost. Just welcome him for a few moments. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Shabrani kesena mondar maya. Yes, Lord, fill us with revelation. Fill us with truth. Shengra tokorabaya teronomanderabaya tenomonde. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you, he's going to break that yoke over your life. He's going to break you out of that cocoon. The enemy's tried to stop you. The enemy's tried to cover you. But in the name of Jesus, I break that over your life. I release you from those bondages. I release you from those fears. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh man, there's a fire here today to break the yokes. to set you free from those fears that the enemy tried to hold you back in. Some of you, God's going to step you into a fire, into a boldness, into a courage. Hallelujah. He always wants to discourage you. The enemy wants you to look at your past. Look at where you come from. No, God is not there. He's in your tomorrow. He's in your future. Hallelujah. He's in the call that he has for you. And I've got good news for you. He does not downsize. Amen. Everybody say, the anointing in me is up for upsize. Hallelujah. I'm destined for an upsize. I'm destined for an increase. Hallelujah. I'm the Christ kind. I'm the kind that grows from glory to glory and can know the presence of God. Hallelujah. I mean, that was a bit of a carryover from last week. What kind? Amen. Hallelujah. There's a glory of God on his church. Hallelujah. And this is a glorious church that Jesus is building. When the Spirit of God moves on his church, I tell you what, we're not going to know what to do. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to read that scripture for you, Acts 2:1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Everybody say, the whole house. That's your chair, your chair, your chair, your chair, your chair, your chair. All over this place. Filled the whole house. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory. Filled the whole house. And then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that caused David to go from glory to glory. Amen. Saul faltered, but David increased. Hallelujah. That precious anointing that was on him just got deeper and deeper. That's what the Bible says, stir up the anointing that's in you. Stir up that gift that's in you, because the river gets deeper. I said the river gets deeper. Hallelujah. And you know what? The enemy always wants to discourage you, and your past will discourage you, and people will discourage you. And I don't care what they've said about you in the past, but today the glory of God is on you. Today the anointing of God is on you. Today your family is going to hear. Hallelujah. Today the yoke's going to be destroyed. Today the anointing is going to break the yoke in your family, cause their eyes to be opened. Hallelujah. I said it's a yoke-destroying anointing. Amen. And some of you, the enemy has discouraged you. But I speak a refreshing in the Holy Ghost. Times of refreshing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mosa banamaya. Hallelujah. I'm refreshed. Somebody say amen. Amen. So when you look at the Holy Ghost, Jesus said something about him. And I want to close with that. John 14:26. But when he, the helper, has come. Hallelujah. The King James Version calls him the Comforter. When the Comforter has come, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Jesus said when he comes, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the church. Hallelujah. I was speaking to Pastor Jacques and him 2 weeks ago. I said, I think my dog's a heathen. He said, why? I said, well, the one day, my dog, every morning I wake up, my dog comes with me. I wake up like 4 past 4 in the morning and I'm up. She follows me, little fox terrier, follows me, comes into my prayer room, lies right there by me. Amen. I thought she's a very spiritual dog. She's got her own chair there, you know, wonderful dog. And the one morning, it was about 3 months ago, the one morning I'm praying and suddenly the presence and the glory of God came to the house. She jumped off that chair and ran for the door and scratched on the door. I thought she needs the bathroom. So I go out, take her out. She would not come back into that office till today. She'd not come back into my office. I can invite her as much as I want. She stays outside. So I said, I think the dog's a heathen. And then I thought, shame, man. She can't be. Maybe she's just a Baptist. She's saved, but she's scared of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But we need the Holy Ghost. Without Him, our profession just becomes religious. It becomes powerless. The Holy Ghost is the power of God made manifest in my life. Hallelujah. Because I carry the anointing, I expect yokes to be broken. I expect things to change because there's a glory, there's a presence, there's a power. Hallelujah. That I carry. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, when the helpers come, and when He speaks about the word helper, that word helper has got a sevenfold dimension to it. And we're just going to look at that. The word helper firstly means comforter, when the comforter has come. Thank God the Holy Ghost is my comforter. Hallelujah. He's my comforter. David says, I will not fear. I'll be afraid. How many of you have had those times where just it's a peace that you cannot understand? No matter how bad it is, you comfort it. You strengthen. Hallelujah. Peace in the middle of a storm. Like Jesus had. Lazarus, right in the middle of the storm in the boat. He's asleep. Everybody's stressing. But he's comforted. Hallelujah. Thank God the Holy Ghost is a comforter. When you know Him, nothing can entice you into fear. That's one of the things I've learned in the spiritual walk. When other people get stressed, don't join them. Don't join the party. Keep your peace. Amen. Quickly, there's an emergency. Keep your peace. He's the comforter. Hallelujah. No matter what I go through, I'll walk through the water, I will not drown. I go through the fire, I will not burn. Amen. He is my comforter. Hallelujah. No matter what goes wrong around me, He's my comforter. He's my strength. Hallelujah. Secondly, it means helper. The Lord is my helper. He's my shield at my right hand. He helps me. And I think about Israel when the Egyptians were coming down on them with their army. And suddenly the Lord stepped in to help. Put a fire between them, pillar of fire between them and Israel. Couldn't get past. Hallelujah. When the sun scorched them during the day, He helped them. He put a cloud over them. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. When they had no water in the desert, He helped them. Caused water to come out of the rock. He is my helper. Somebody say hallelujah. He helped Daniel when he closed the mouths of the lions. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is my helper. Aren't you glad He came? Hallelujah. The third dimension is counselor. He's a mighty counselor. I think about Stephen. The Bible says nobody could withstand the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke because he had counsel the world didn't know about. Amen. When you have the Holy Ghost, you have wisdom to draw from that no man can draw from. Hallelujah. It gives you insight. I'll never forget the one day I was speaking to, he's a guy, a professor of theology, and a very intellectual guy. I was still an electrician, we were having lunch together, and I'm trying to talk to him about the Lord, and I'm talking to him, and I was very bold on that day, and I'm witnessing to him, but unbeknownst to me, he's busy playing me like a chess master. Amen. He's busy moving his pawns. And he's busy sorting me. And suddenly, too late, I realize it's checkmate. He asked me his final question. I was stuck. Amen. I knew. Move forward, I'm stuck. Move backwards, checkmate. And so he said, so what's your answer? And I said to him, I need the bathroom. And I went to that holy place. Amen. I shut the door behind me and I prayed to my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. And I just spent time, the counselor spoke to me and he gave me a word of wisdom. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, it's wonderful when the counselor is on your side. Hallelujah. Nobody's smarter than him. So I walked back into the room, and there he sat in the smoke, and I could see he'd been preparing them all. And I gave him my answer. I spoke to him. Suddenly, he was on the back foot. Hallelujah. He's my counselor. Nobody can withstand the spirit and the wisdom. You see, many times we're scared to talk because you think, what will I say? But God said, don't worry what you'll say. The Holy Ghost will tell you what to say in the same hour. Amen. He's a mighty counselor. Hallelujah. And, he gives you divine strategies. I think of how he gave divine strategies to David, how to win a war. Amen. And many times, because the battle's not yours, God will have a different strategy. Some fights he tells you to fight. Others he tells you, stay home. I'm sorting it out. Amen. How many of you have had times where you'd rather keep quiet? You don't know what to say. So you just keep quiet. And afterwards you win the victory and you're very glad you kept quiet. Amen. Thank God the Holy Ghost is my counselor. Amen. He turns a victory out of every defeat. And then fourthly, not only is he my counselor, he's my intercessor. And when I think about God, the intercessor, I said, Lord, now what example? And I thought of Moses when Aaron and Miriam accused him. Remember what happened. The story is there in Numbers 12. It says, Miriam and Aaron rose up against Moses and accused him because he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, if you know in Israel, you're supposed to marry Israelites. But he'd married an Ethiopian woman. That was from the time that he was away, anyway. But anyway, and they were accusing him. They were coming up against him. And so they forgot that the Lord is your intercessor. Hallelujah. Even if you get caught wrong, God will sort it out for you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle. And called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, hear now my words. If there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So, thank God when you got an intercessor that speaks on your behalf. The Bible says no tongue raised in judgment against you will stand. Hallelujah. All the most carefully laid plans of the wicked, God will turn around to work for your good. Amen. Because how many of you know in faith we many times make mistakes in faith? Hello? Amen. But when you make a mistake, God says, I'm your advocate. I got your back. Hallelujah. Because God honors faith. Somebody say hallelujah. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. And then the fifth dimension of the word parakletos, which is the original word there, the comforter, parakletos, is advocate. He's your advocate. He's your lawyer. Amen. He speaks up for you. He's your advocate. And when I think about an advocate, I think about Jacob when he was running from Laban. And Laban was following him with the army. And Jacob feared. And the Lord suddenly appeared that night to Laban when he was almost catching Jacob. And he said, be very careful to neither say good nor bad to Jacob because you'll die. The Lord intervened. And by the time Laban caught Jacob, he was already scared of him. He already had nothing to say. The Lord will cause your enemies' words to be still in their mouths. Hallelujah. To be totally powerless because your advocate speaks for you. Somebody say amen. Romans 8:33, who shall lay any charge to God's elect? It is God who justifies. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad when the enemy brings accusations, you just plead the blood? Praise the name of Jesus. Then the sixth dimension of the Holy Ghost is strengthener. He is your strength. Hallelujah. He gives power to the weak. strength to the weary. He causes you to rise up with wings as an eagle. Hallelujah. He gives you strength when you are weak. At times when you think defeated, the strength of God comes on you. I think of Samson. They shut him up in that city and they thought they had him. And Samson at midnight goes, pulls the gates, doorposts and all. God gives him strength, pulls the gates, doorposts and all out, walks up the hill and dumps it at the top. Hallelujah. The strength of the Holy Ghost is on you to undo the gates of wickedness. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. And gates speaks of authority. The enemy trying to build authorities against you. The anointing will break the yoke. Amen. I remember when the enemy tried to put that cancer on my leg and God anointed me. I just rebuked the thing. It was off. Hallelujah. Amen. I think of Pastor Fred when melanoma developed in his ear. By faith, he took it, grabbed it out. He broke the gates of hell against him. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No tongue raised in judgment against you will stand. The anointing of God strengthens you. No matter what situation you are in, the Spirit of God gives you strength to overcome it. I declare today, every weakness be made strong. Out of weakness, they were made strong. Hallelujah. They waxed valiant in battle. That word valiant means unstoppable. Amen. The anointing in you makes you unstoppable. The anointing in you causes you to turn from weakness and your weakness to be turned into your strength. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I cannot be overcome because the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God, is my strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Think of Sarah. He said, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. Hallelujah. Strengthen your spirit man. And, you know, I've learned that sometimes when you're weak, that's when God strengthens you even the more. I'll never forget the one day I was lying. I was very weak. I was with the flu. I'd actually collapsed. First time in my life, I'd blacked out. My wife had carried me back to my bed. I woke up on the floor, her carrying me back to bed. I had to help her carry me, but she carried me to bed. Hallelujah. And we get to bed, and I lie down back, and she helps me. I get back on the bed, and I lie down, and I'm so weak. So weak. I had no strength. And as I lay back, I said, Lord, I don't even have the strength to fight the fight of faith. I'm weak. But I know that you're my healer. Instantly, I was healed right there. Hallelujah. Tell you now, but when you're weak, you are strong. Something about the anointing of God doesn't ebb and flow. The anointing of God is constant. That is something to learn. That's how you mature in faith. You start realizing whether you feel high or you feel low, it's the same Holy Ghost. The same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in and quickens this mortal body. Hallelujah. So no matter what situation you're in, you have strength enough. You have enough strength. And number seven, He's your standby. He stands by you. Hallelujah. I like to think of standbys, whatever else you may need. He stands by to do that as well. Amen. He's your standby. Hallelujah. If he needs to stop the mouths of lions for you, he's standing by. Amen. He's faithful. The standby means he's right there by you. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Standby you means if you call on him, he'll be present. I love thinking about the standby like my V8 under that bonnet. I'm standing there by the traffic light, and another car pulls up next to me. No matter what they say, I've got a standby. Amen. Just gurgling under the bonnet there. Blah, blah, blah. Amen. When you've got a standby, you're never in competition. You're never threatened. Amen. One day this guy came with his V6 and ran. I just smiled. When you've got a standby, you never need to prove yourself. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost stands by you. Everybody lift your hand and say, thank you, Holy Spirit. You stand by me. He's right there. He stands by you. And here's another thing. He stands by you. Amen. He's never far from you. He's always with you. The Bible says he will be with you and he'll be in you. Glory to God. He's always present and he's there to quicken. The Holy Spirit helps us. He's my helper. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I feel sorry for people who don't have the Holy Ghost. But thank God for the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Let him quicken you. I don't know what dimension of the Holy Ghost you need, but this week, may the sevenfold dimensions of the Holy Ghost fill your life and quicken you. Whatever your need is, the anointing of God is on you. The presence of God is on you. The Bible says the Holy Ghost came like a mighty rushing wind. It never says he left. Never. You don't read in Acts chapter 3, and the Holy Ghost left like a mighty rushing wind. He stayed. He abides. But the same anointing, the Bible says, that is with you shall abide. Hallelujah. Now just lift your hands. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for your abiding presence. I thank you for your mighty anointing. I thank you for your mighty quickening of every life and every heart. I thank you now, Spirit of God, that you reveal yourself mightily to each one. Whatever their needs is, I release the power of God. I release your strength. I release your power, your quickening. I thank you to your mighty standby to each one. Thank you for your precious anointing. I release it in every life. We give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, come on, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just thank him for the next few moments. Shebra sekera daban tora dara kesara mando. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Spirit of God. I want to speak to you in closing of the final dimension of the Holy Ghost, the final dimension of something that God laid on my heart about the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God that is on you is not only for you, but it will help others around you to also walk in the supernatural. I believe the anointing of God today has been released on your children as well. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of how the Bible says Jesus was walking on the water and he was in the anointing by the power of the Spirit. And Peter said to him, Lord, let me come to you as well. And that same anointing that was on Jesus fell on Peter. And he also walked on water. I prophesy today that your children will also walk on water. Your children will also experience the glory. The anointing is on you will be imparted to your family. And they will experience the blessings of God. Hallelujah. God says, I've not forgotten your children. I've not forgotten your family. But the anointing that is on you will touch their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, just lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whoever it is that you're believing today for, Lord, we believe you. You said there's an impartation. Now, Lord, I thank you for that anointing released to the family, released to those loved ones, causing them to rise up and walk as well. I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Shabra sekera bano boya. Manta gese kero dorabaya. Hallelujah. Thank you for blessing each one. Thank you to call the whole household shall be saved. The whole household will know the power and the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you, you know, I hear there's a cry in the heart of some parents here because it seemed like your children are just not getting on top. They're struggling. They're just not getting on top. This anointing is going to break that yoke in their lives as well. If that's you, I want to quickly stand where you are. Lord, thank you for these. Stand where you are. If that's you, believe in God for your children. They've not experienced that breakthrough. You're looking to see the anointing that's on your life, on their lives. That's what God has given you, his voice for today, for each and every one of these. Now, if that's, come on, just lift your hands and thank the Holy Ghost. Just receive. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, anointing of God. Thank you, anointing of God, as they stand in your presence, Lord. As they stand by your Spirit, that same anointing we release on their children in the name of Jesus. I come against those devils. I come against those spirits of opposition that's against their children. Lord, I break it. I release your anointing in their lives. And from today, I speak prosperity to their children. I speak blessing to their children. I speak breakthrough to their children. I release the anointing, the same anointing. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you now, Lord, for the miraculous release. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now just thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank you, wonderful Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's something very powerful when you carry somebody in your heart. When you carry somebody in your heart, God takes that seriously. Hallelujah. Because He knows what it is to carry somebody in His heart. And He cares about that today. Now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this precious anointing, your Spirit that moves on every life, in every dimension. This week, Father, we'll experience the supernatural. It's a week, Lord, of your glory. It's a week, Lord, to experience the heavenly blessings of God. Hallelujah. I thank you for lifting each person for an acceleration. In the name of Jesus, I bless each one. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Now, you know, it is so important that you meditate on the Word. So important that you take what God speaks and you carry it in your spirit. Meditate means to mull it around in your heart, to muse over it, to think about it. Amen. To carry it. Because that's how the anointing abides. The Bible says the Holy Ghost anoints the Word. Amen. That's the revelation of the Spirit. And so as we spend time in God's presence, spend time, meditate on that. Think about that all day. The glory of the Lord is on me. His hands on me and His hands on my children. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.